Pirek Yud Gimel of Neguim, I will be doing Mitzvah Hashem, Mishnah Yis Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches reads, Tohar Shehiknis Rosho Verubo, Labayis Tomei Nidma. A person who is Tohar, who put his head and the majority of his body into a Bayis Menuga, into a Bayis that was Tomei, Nidma, he himself becomes Tomei also. V'Tomei Shehiknis Rosho Verubo Labayis Tohar, and a Mitzora who was Tomei, who puts his head and the majority of his body into a Bayis Tohar, into a clean house, an uncontaminated house, Timuhu, he's Mitame that house. Talis Tohora, a shawl that was Tohar. Shehiknis mimeno sholosh al sholosh, meaning sholosh al sholosh as boats, three by three fingers, which is the minimum shear to mekabel tuma, labayis tomei into a bayis menuga, into a tomei house, nitmeis. That beged becomes tomei. The tuma shehiknis mimeno afilu kizayis, or the girsos utimea, or an unclean garment, that he put even a kizayis, less than a gimel etzbos, bel gimel etzbos, labayis tohor, timatu. It's mitami that house. I'd like to begin the Mishnah by first doing the Rambam. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, as of course he is in the Yad, is a master at organizing ideas. That was one of his greatest strengths, his organization of concepts. So the Rambam says over here in Mishnah Ches, which was again, I'll read it again as I'm reading the Rambam, Torah Shehiknis Roshav Rubo Labayis Tomei Nidmoa. V'Tomei Shehiknis Roshav Rubo Labayis Tohar Timohu. The Rambam says, Hayesodhu, the fundamental principle is Kol Habo Roshav Rubo Kebo Kulo. Any body whose head and majority of his body, the brunt of his body, comes into something, as if his entire body has gone in. The Rosh Rabu Kabur Kulo, is as if his entirety has gone in. Ukushem Sha Beged Enum Mistame Be Hivolet Hanegebo Elohim Kein Hoya Bo Sholosh Sholosh O Yosir. And just as a beged is not tomei, if a neg appears in it, unless it has at least three etzbos by three etzbos or more, kamo ken eno mistamei bebayis hamenuga elim ken hoya hanimsu mimenu bebayis menuga sholosh sholosh. So also that beged is not going to be tomei by entering a bayis menuga unless three etzbos by three etzbos enter in, or yosir or more. Azai mistami ba beged kulo. Then, even though only the bias, the entire beged, that even though the brunt is outside, the majority is outside, is tame. Limhoyu ha beged smo menuga. If the beged itself was a beged menuga, mishiyemi menu kizayis ba bias tohor timohu. If there'll be a kizayis in a bias tohor, it's mitami the bias. It's mitami the bias. We had a machlokes tanoim earlier by tumis nega, which requires a gezayis, which is where we paskin. Even a mashuhu, because even by mace, even though boser is mitami begezayis, but an aver is mitami. If it's an entire aver, is mitami bekolshu. So the Mishia Mimenu Kizayas, when from a Kizayas of the Beged comes into the Bayas Torah, is Mitami the Bayas. Ki Begodim Menugoim, V'yavni Beis Menuga, V'etzo V'yaforo, Mitamim Kizayas B'bia. The Begodim that have the Nega on them, V'yavni Beis Menuga, or stones from Bayas Menuga, or the wood, or the dirt, Mitamim Kizayas B'bia. A Kizayas of any of those things are mitami in entering a Torah house. And he quotes the Sifra, Ulushon Sifra, Ulutsuras HaBeged. The Rav is going to quote this also, but it'll be revealed then. Ulutsuras HaBeged Ulabayis, Makish Beged Labayas. The Torah makes a comparison between the Beged and the Bayas, and the house. That's Bayas Menuga. My Bayas Mitami Bibia. A Bayas, meaning a stone from the house, is Mitami Bibia, coming into another house. Af Beged Mitami Bibia. So a Beged too, coming into a house, is Mitami Bibia. Enli Ela Beged. Now, the Torah is Makish, the Beged to the Bayas. Ulatsarasa Beged Ulabayas. Enli Ela Beged. I would only know Beged. Minayan the Rabos is Kulam, that all types of the Goyim, and Nigi Adam, Talmud Lomar, Zos Toras Nega Tsaras, Beged Hatsemer Vekula, Bekishin the Beged, my Beged Mitame Bibia, of Kulam, all types of Tsaras, Mitame Bibia, or Mitame in entry. That's the Rambam on the Mishnah. Let me just do the Rav. Tohar Shehiknis Rosh Rubo Labayas Tamei. The Rav explains the Bitsir Mi Rosh Rubo Lo Chashiva Bia. Less than the majority of the body with the head is not considered an entry. Shehiknis Mimeno Sholosh and the garment and the talis Tohar Shehiknis Mimeno Gimel Al Gimel and the talis which he put in three etzbos and three etzbos. Gimel etzbos and Gimel etzbos. Chashiva Kilu Niknis So Kol Talis Kula. That's in terms of the talus becoming tamei. Avupochus mikan lo, but less than three etzbos by three etzbos that enter from a clean garment into a bayis menuga, the betzir mi shalosh shalosh enu mikabelus tuma v'lo chashiva. It's not mikabel tuma. It's not choshev. It's not considered important. V'tamei kigon talis hamenugas shehichnis mimenu kizayis labayis tohor, or a talus that had a nega on it. And he brought a kezias of that into a bayis torum timatu. The tsaras iskish lemeis. That tsaras is compared to a dead body, and a dead body is metame with a kezias of baser. The talis hamenugas, the metame bebia. The fact that a talis that has tsaras on it is metame bebia, is metame if it enters into a house. Nafkulon mikodexiv ulutsaras habeged ulabayas. The same pasuk that the Rambam brought. Makish beged from the Sifro. Makish beged labayas. The Torah makes a comparison, a connection between beged and bias, between a material and a house. Ma bias metame bebia. A bias is metame bebia in entry. The hoxivo habola bias kulo. Af beged metame bebia. So too, a beged is meant to be a minayin l'rabos eskulon, and going shesi v'erev v'oros, the other types of material, shesi v'erev and leather skins, animal skins, tamalomer zos toras nega toras, beged hatsemer, makish kulon the beged, my beged mitami bebia, af kulon mitami bebia. So it says all types of toras mitami bebia. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah Tess is a very so yesodistic Mishnah, and again I'll read it and then go to the Rambam. Misha Niknas Labayas Hamanuga, a person who comes into a house that has saras, that has leprosy, the Caliph Al Ksefo, and he's not wearing his garments, but he's carrying his garments on his shoulder. Now Kalim, garments, utensils that enter a bayis menuga become tome when as kalim v'sandalov v'tabosa biyodav. He's not wearing them as garments, he's carrying them, and his sandalim, his sandals and his rings are in his hands. So hu v'hein tameim miyad, he and the utensils or the garments are tome immediately. Hoyalovush b'kalev, if he was wearing his garments, v'sandal baraglov, and his sandals were on his feet, v'tabosob biyodov, and his rings were on his hand and his fingers, hu tamei miyad, he's tamei immediately when he enters in. V'hein tahorin, however, they remain tahor ad sheyishe kedei achilus pras, until he remains inside the bayis hamenuga, the time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread, and the Mishnah qualifies what type of bread, paschitin, wheat bread, which is easier to swallow than barley bread, which is rougher. Avolopas orim, paschidim avolopas orim, mesav v'ochlan beliftan. If he's sitting as if he's reclining leisurely, and eating them with liftan, with condiment, which takes a little bit more time to eat. So we'll read the Rambam here again. I just want to correct something I just said. I said that the liftin, it takes longer to eat. I'm wrong. With liftin, with some type of butter or spread on the bread, we'll see in the Rambam that actually takes it's eaten more quickly. We'll read the Rambam now. The Rambam says, Omer Hashem v'habu al habayis. Hashem says in the Torah, Vayikra, Yudalad Pasuk Memvav, someone who comes into the house, Kol Yimei Hizgiro So Yitmo, all the days that the house is musker shall become tamei. Because after Hezgir with the bias, if it's not clean, if it doesn't become tahor, it has to be destroyed. It's nitatz. So all the days of his Hezgiro, he's tamei. Hinei hodienu shekol ma sheyeh b'bayis hamenuga mistamei. A Torah, Hashem informed us that anything that's in the bias hamenuga becomes tamei. V'yomer acharechen, and says afterwards, v'hashoche b'bayis, one who lays down in a house, yichabes es begodov. Lo don al begodov bituma elo im shoch b'bayis. From the simple meaning of the text, he's only the begodim that he's wearing become tamei only if he lies down in the house. However, v'shuva amarachareichem v'ochel b'bayis yichabes es begodov. If he eats in the house, he has to wash his garments. There's no difference between eating or lying. Is that because he eats there that he's tamei? But the kavona of the kosov is mashe hiskiru in the sifroa the Chazal mentioned liten shir laochel kedei sheyochal shochev, that it gives a shir for the amount of time it takes that he remains in the house before his garments require, that he's wearing, require kibbutz, require washing. Litin shul ochel kadei sheyochal shochev, that he's eating in a lying position. Shemichis ake b'bayis menuga meshik zman sheef shul odam bo lohosev. It's the amount of time for a person to be able to lie down on a couch. He used to lie in those days. Remember, they used to eat on couches in a reclining position. V'lechol chatzi kikur lechem chitim im liftin min haliftonim, from some type of condiment, from types of condiment that are eaten with the bread, nitmo begodav asher alav. Then his begodim, the repanim, become tamei. Bein ochel bein lo ochel, whether he eats or doesn't eat, just a shirin zman. Bein hoishoche v'omeid, whether he was standing or sitting or lying, oeg shiyah, however he's in the house, it's just a shirin zman. Ki hamakuvin, what is intended over here, sheyishya b'shir zeh, umash, that he remains there during that amount of time. Umashum or paschitin beliftin, l'fishu meshik zmanu, what is a short amount of time. Ki alechem hatov, meaning good bread, wheat bread, imat liftin, ochlimo so mahir, with condiment is eaten quickly. So I corrected myself before. The Rambam says is eaten quickly. Bienu zokuk l'isa maruba doesn't require a lot of chewing to get it digested, to get it swallowed. Vishira pras hu shiochal, the shear of this pras is half of loaf. Klamashiyishik ishir achiloso, meaning he waits in the house, the time it takes to eat this half of a loaf. The yitmu begun, and his garments then become unclean. Isholosh beitzim min habeitzim habinonius, three eggs, average size eggs, mibetzi tarnagolas, from chicken eggs, kamosh b'yomano b'perek shmini shel erevin. Now there, of course, there's a machlokis, and throughout the entirety of the Torah, there's a machlokis, the Rambam and the Rashi, the Rambam learns that a process is 3 beitzim, so a whole loaf of bread is 6 beitzim. Rashi learns that a loaf of bread is 8 beitzim, so a process is 4 beitzim. So the time would be, it's a bit, here it'd be a kula by Rashi. It's a little bit longer time. It takes longer to eat 4 eggs than it takes to eat 3 eggs. Let me read the Ravanis. Mishiniknas Bayis HaManuga V'Kela V'Alk Seifel. He enters into a Bayis HaManuga, a person enters into a Bayis HaManuga, and his garments are on his shoulders. Mikupolim Munochim Alk Seifel, the Rav says. They're folded and resting upon his shoulders, Derech Masoi, as a burden, as something he's carrying. V'Sandolov V'Tabosov V'Yodov, and his sandals and his rings are in his hands. Tabos b'yodov munochim al pas yodo shloka derech malbush. They're in his hand, on his palm of his hand, not like a ring is usually worn. Hu v'hein tamei miyad. He and they are tamei immediately. Green and nami b'kelim, because we say by kelim also v'abo alabayis yidmo. Hayolovush kelim. If he was wearing his garments, the hashda ain kalev tameim immediately elamach masi. They only because he becomes tame. They're not tame on their own as kalim coming into the house, but they become tame as his garments. And they become tame as his garments, he has to wait in that house the shear of achilas pras, the shear of eating a pras. So hein torim an sheyishe bechdei achilas pras. The sieve or ochel b'bayis yichabes is begodav. The same as the Rambam brought down. One who eats, one who lies down in the house. And the Braisa says, we only have if he eats and he lies down. What if he doesn't eat and lie down? He washes his garments, is marbe everything. Why does it say he eats and lies down? Litain shir levo labayis shein torn kibus begodim sheyishe kedei shir achila kshehu shochev. The eating shir achila as if he were lying down and eating. Kolomer, he was prone and reclining and eating. Kolomer shu meisev, reclining in a relaxed fashion. The kama shir achila, the achilas pras. Shehu chatzi kikur shel eruv. It's the chatzi kikur that's spoken about in Erevin for the eruv chatzeros. The divi Rashi him arba beitzim, and then the Rav explains the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, it's 4 eggs. The divi Rambam shlosha beitzim. It's 3 eggs. Meisiv ochlin beliftun shishiro muad. Again, that the liftin helps the bread go down, so it's a shorter amount of time. Misha ochlin below liftin, then when he eats it without liftin. Shemitoch tam shel liftin b'mayer le'elcha, because of the taste of the liftin, he eats it more quickly. It increases, enhances his appetite, and he eats he swallows the bread down more quickly because of the good taste of the condiment on top of the bread. So that's Mishnah Tess.